Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
And making his Nerd Up debut, Trevor Camp.
It's a simultaneously an honor and a disappointment.
That's because I showed up.
He told you that this is the PG show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The pre-show.
Yeah, no.
Is fair game, but yeah.
Okay. You know, Trevor's a longtime listener of Nerd Up.
This is the only show I listen to forever. But again, the Billy Wolford.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
There's
some of the things we're talking about might, you know, elicit
strong responses.
Certain reactions might come up.
Because I can think of two that I am just ready for, that I'm going to have to be real careful.
I've had an amazing, like, year of not cussing on this show, the major words. So I'm very, like, if I slip, it's going to be this show, but yeah, I feel like I'm good.
I mean, in fairness, I don't think we've had a major word slip since Billy Wolford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That lovely human.
No, there was one. There was an S. There was an S fairly recently, because I think it was you.
I'm pretty sure I did drop that one, but, like, I guess TV networks consider that one big, but mm-hmm. you can still get away with PG-13 with that word.
Okay, that's fair.
I go by the WWE Monday Night Raw theory. If we get too late in the show, we can throw one B word out. Because they can say it in the third hour. It's like if we can get to like the back third, we let one slip. So just don't do it in video games.
Anyway, so on to the actual content of the show, because we got a lot to talk about.
What's happened? There's nothing.
It's not like anything major happened.
Yeah, no, nothing major. All of Phase 4 wasn't announced or anything crazy like
not
that.
Not at all.
See, San Diego Comic-Con for me is toy release. Time.
That's one of the things that I was like, oh, I feel like we need to do something to get like all of the action figure talk out. I know it's not on this show, but there's some cool. Just the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff that got announced alone is making my wallet shudder.
Oh, brother, I'm with you.
Certain right. word NECA.
and that is NECA. He didn't just say one word very weirdly.
No, yeah, NECA toys.
Yeah, as in a figures. Yes,
yeah, that lovely company.
Obviously, everyone at this table knows that.
But, oh, just on the off chance.
On the off chance, like, yeah, somebody listening is like,
"It is a weird name."
What did Asa just say?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Thanks. It is a weird name.
Thanks. Zane, that's the company that kind of ruined Hastings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now I just made him turn the episode off. Do we get 5 minutes in?
And I'm about to get. I'm, no. about, I'm
Dang
about
it.
To give him a lot of money, on yeah. top of the amount of money I already gave him.
That's so true. We're not really going to talk about toys. It's going to be the only toy talk, guys. Don't worry.
It was awesome.
And yeah, we're going to get to the Phase 4 talk, but first, to get some stuff out of the way, The Witcher got an official trailer. The new Netflix series.
I thought it looked awesome.
It does look awesome, and it's one of those things. I'm really happy that The Witcher is coming to me in this medium because I love like the lore is super fascinating to me for The Witcher. I cannot get into the games.
Which is good, because this isn't based on the games. Like, this is based on the novels.
Right. Well, I mean, the games are loosely based on the novels.
Right.
So,
well, a lot of the nerds are real upset that it's not going to be, like, direct.
Play for play out
yeah,
of the...
Yeah, it's going to be from... It's coming from the games. Because, yeah, the games are also based on the novels. Like, it's the same source material, mm-hmm. but they wanted it to be, like, Witcher the game, the show. Not Witcher the novel,
gotcha.
The show.
Never known nerds to be upset over something like
it's
that.
It's weird.
Yeah, out of character.
It's crazy. It's very, yeah, no, it's very unusual. So, yeah, no, we got the Witcher official trailer. Yeah, I think it looks great. Henry Cavill, like,
yep.
looked awesome. Holy yep. crap. So, yeah, no, I'm kind of excited about this now. Like, I already was, like, I was going to watch it. Like, I have Netflix, and, you know, that's coming to me.
For now.
I'll have Netflix for a while. As long as they keep Stranger Things on there, at least, I'll still have Netflix.
Yeah, I need to get rid of Netflix.
Netflix will be... they're going to like have to do something terrible for me to get rid of them.
It's mostly like slowly but surely they're losing not their own content.
All the things that I watch.
So at this point, like the only binge show that I have on there anymore is Parks and Rec.
You don't binge The Office?
No. I finally did watch all the way through The Office about a year ago.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because remember, like, back when The Office was first airing, like, I was just as into it as Trevor, and we were watching it live like every week and everything.
In our dorm room, we'd have watch parties.
We
got
did.
Excited about that.
Very, but yeah, like Scott's Tots. When I was rewatching it, mm-hmm. Scott's Tots reminded me of why I stopped watching it. and I finally went back and finished it about a year and a half ago. Anyway, point is, Netflix has to, you know, really has to start stepping up with this original content because they're losing more and more stuff. They're going to be losing Friends at the end of the year.
And The
Office.
Office is at the end of the year, Friends at the beginning of next year.
Yeah. So yeah, they're losing The Office and Friends. Like, Parks and Rec is almost certainly not too far behind.
So that was, like, I was, are they not losing Parks and Rec at the same time as The Office?
I would think so, because
that makes
both
a lot of sense.
Shows.
And it would also make sense that the Parks and Rec news would just get completely buried under The Office.
Which is unfortunate.
Because that's the show that's on every person's Tinder profile as a personality trait.
Yeah, that's accurate. Even though it should be Parks and Rec, because it is an objectively better show. Now we had a bunch of people turn it off, Dalton.
That's fine, fight me. The first season of Parks and Rec is better than the last like three seasons of The Office.
I know. You're proud. Season three. Parks and Rec didn't get good till like season
three. Well, yeah, that's what he's saying. The last three seasons of The Office are garbo, and the first season of
Parks and Rec is also not great.
Yeah,
but I would rather watch the last season. I would rather watch the first season of Parks and Rec than the last, especially the last season,
season
of The Office.
Season three of The Office, or fair. Season three of Parks and Rec is better than the entirety of The Office.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter because 30 Rock is better than both of them.
Oh, boy, I like 30 Rock.
Darn skinny.
Do like 30 Rock.
I don't know if I can argue that, but I
want to. No, you can't, is the thing. Like, no one can.
But
one of those shows had Donald Glover as a writer.
It's true.
So it's accurate.
Moving on, though, some more nerd news. We got the Watchmen official trailer hit.
I'm glad we actually know what the show's kind of about now.
Right?
At least we have a better idea, other than a bunch of creepy people yelling TikTok.
Which, granted, like, that
awesome
had me
trailer.
Hooked.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was like, well, I want to watch this now.
It's like, all right, well, the bait, like, I've nibbled on the bait. What else
you,
we got?
You have my curiosity, but now you have my interest.
So, yeah, we got the actual trailer, and it looks really interesting. It is, you know, current day. This is significantly past the events of The Watchmen. Mm-hmm. In this trailer, you see there's a newspaper, like, Adrian Veidt is officially dead. Ozymandias, the mm-hmm. guy that...
And who's the old dude?
I don't know.
Because, like, I thought that was Ozzy. And it might be, like, maybe he just faked his death.
Which, honestly, like completely... Yeah, I was about to say completely in character.
Mm-hmm.
We also got to see a little bit of what it's about, like, the yellow face masks and the Rorschach duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
The super neat, like, premise of cops having to wear masks to create a secret identity because people were finding where they lived and murdering them.
The Rorschach people, the Rorschach group conducted a simultaneous, like, massive wide-scale attack on police officers in their homes.
Oh, dear.
And, like, murdered a bunch of cops. And so now, to like the police forces have to hide their identity to keep them safe, except now that opens a whole new can of worms of accountability. And, you know,
yep.
there was the line of what's the difference between
a vigilante
and a masked policeman? Nothing.
Yep.
So it's and then it looks like, you know, there's it's focusing on this lady who is a vigilante, but her spouse is a policeman who's trying to stop the vigilantes, maybe, or like she's
because we didn't get a whole lot of extra detail
because there was
on
someone
like the...
talking to like her kid about like how dangerous the vigilantes are.
Yeah,
it was super cool trailer, super cool premise in the Watchmen universe, which is already really interesting.
Yep,
I'm like this has me way more excited, and I was already pretty like, ooh, this could be good.
Which, yeah, it's one of those like trailers like this are really hit and miss. Like, you get a teaser and it's like, holy crap, like, all right, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's really hit and miss with that second trailer. Like, you know, sometimes it's just like, oh, well, that's
because I still have enough questions.
Yeah, because right now we have a premise, we have an idea of mm-hmm. what's going on in the world,
but we still have no idea who any of these people are,
right, or what this show is even going to be about. There's that little bit of a teaser at the end where the blue hand is picking up the blue mask.
Oh, because everyone
Doc?
Because they know Doc Manhattan is on Mars.
Yep.
But he is just so above all of these other, you know, these petty human squabbles that he is just
he is
an absent god at this point.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But he might be coming back. Ooh. Oh my.
Oh, hater.
Something might be happening. Who knows? Yeah, no, I'm super interested in this. Like, I am. The hype train has left the station. I'm just fully on board, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like I'm really pumped for that. So, yeah, spoiler for a little bit of what might be on next week's episode of The Hype Train.
That is next week.
Is that... Yes, next week's episode.
Yes.
Not tomorrow.
No.
But the next
one. Got
it. Everybody put it in your calendar so you don't forget.
anyway, we also got Batman Beyond is getting a Blu-ray remaster the same way that the Batman the Original Series did, or the Animated Series did. It's going to be released October 15th digitally, and it'll be on disc October 29th.
Have you pre-ordered it yet?
No.
Is it because pre-orders aren't live, or just because you're a bad person?
For the collector's edition.
Here's the thing, guys. San Diego Comic-Con's figure reveals have made it to where, like, I have to hold on to my money.
Oh, Dalton, this does come with the physical edition and exclusive...
Shut up, Jesse.
Batman Beyond Chrome Funko Pop.
It's real shiny, Dalton.
Just the look on Dalton's face makes me wish that this.
I know it's all there too. Like, so I've paid like $50 in pre-orders this last week just because of San Diego Comic Con. None of it was at movies, but like a bunch of toys. And I saw that, but I already spent the money on the pre-orders, and I'm like,
I'm not gonna lie, that number sounds awful low.
That's because he's only putting $5 on each of them.
Still, that number is awful low. Because
I'm
a lot of, because that means that those are like $20 figures. That's
no
$50 sets.
Yeah, there was a $75 set in there too.
Oh. Okay. Because with those, it's usually you have to pay more than just the minimum $5.
Yeah, whenever I've like there was like a Jean Grey, Wolverine, and Cyclops in the brown leather jacket.
Ooh, yeah, you
yeah,
sent me that
saw
one.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
The straight up '90s one.
I think it's like $70, $75.
It was $50. Okay. Because I almost pre-ordered it today.
Oh, did you? Well, you pre-ordered it from a cheaper place than I did. But they made me put $25 down up front.
Yeah, so that's half of it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
My friends that have more money than me that say things like that really get under my skin.
How dare you not completely be totally frivolous.
Anyway. So, yeah, that's so Batman Beyond. Yeah, it's going to be October 29th. It will include Return of the Joker. So the movie's going to be on there.
Yeah. Yes. So I had a really hard time. Like I went up to St. Louis, and one of the stores I went to was selling the Blu-ray set of the animated series for like $50.
With the figures and everything?
Not the figures. It was just the regular.
Oh, I wish you would. If you would have texted me that, I would have been like, buy it and I will give you cash.
Well, I didn't know. But.
Because I don't care about the figures at all.
Yeah, same. Like
getting a new with the figures now, $400.
Yeah.
Holy. Oh, yeah, they can shove that right up their back.
Yes. Because I looked for it a couple weeks ago. Because I wanted to have some retail therapy, and I was like, you know what? I would watch Batman. That is one of the things I don't mind switching out a disc for.
So the one thing that really helps
I'll get that on my Plex.
Yes, please.
Because I have it.
Mm-hmm. I have DC Universe. So that's the one thing keeping me from it right now. the $75 I already spent for a digital service I barely use.
I get a lot of use out of it.
I am so happy you do. Wait, do you have it too?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So could you give him my password? No. That'd been funny. I wouldn't have even been remotely mad.
But, yeah, I mean, especially with what the password is. Like, I can give that out to whoever I want.
Yeah, just because it's such a middle finger, literally.
So, yeah, I have it on Blu-ray, so I can...
We'll talk later.
I'll get that ripped. I'll get it on my Plex next. Which I wanted to do some movies before I did another TV series, but... For Batman, it's worth it. Just
it's
do
worth it.
It.
As a subscriber to the Plex series, just like all the subscribers actually at the table. Yeah, Batman animated series. We're fine.
Throw that one on next.
Yeah, yeah, you're the opposite of Netflix because you put what we ask on there.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because I have such a massive library of Blu-ray discs.
I
don't have a problem. You guys have a problem for not having as many as I do.
I mean, I could ask what you don't have that I do and be like, hey, do you need to borrow own this for a week? And we'll say you just keep owning it after you put it on there.
Dalton gave me this so I could let him watch it digitally.
I gave it back.
Anyway, yeah, moving past it because I'm sure a lot of people care a whole lot about my Plex server that they don't have access to. So, yeah, it'll also have the physical edition will have some lenticular cards, too, which is just whatever. The Funko Pop is going to be the big collector's draw. Downside is going to be $99.99.
Oh, I'm good.
That's $10 more than the animated series was.
And it is not better.
It's not better.
It's good.
I love Batman Beyond, don't get me wrong. Like, saying something is not better than Batman the Animated Series yeah. is not a fault.
Right.
No, you're just... you,
no. Nothing is.
You just, like, included 99% of the television ever made.
Your arms are just too short to box with God. It's fine. Like,
it's not your fault.
No one's mad at you about it.
But Batman, or Batman Beyond was my, like, animated Batman. Because, like, when I was born, that was, like... It was still being aired, but by the time I was cognate, like, it was...
How old are you, Dalton?
26.
Okay.
I was born in 92, so, like, that was still going. So, like, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 was right whenever or Beyond happened. Wait a minute, 6 to 8, my bad.
That makes sense.
So that was that's my Batman, like, X-Men Evolution is my X-Men.
Yeah, because Batman Beyond wasn't until late 90s, so...
Yeah, I didn't get heavy into Batman Beyond. Like, I loved it, but I didn't, like, watch it like I did Batman Animated Series.
Yeah, Batman the Animated Series was... I was parked in front of the TV.
It's one of those things, like, I know every episode of Batman the Animated Series, or at least I know I've seen every episode. Right. So I guarantee you there are gaps that I have not... Like, if this ends up on your Plex server or whatever, you know, we watch it for something.
It is actually currently on my Plex server. It's not the HD version, but Batman Beyond
that's fine.
Is.
but it's one of those, like, there will be episodes that I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
And have completely forgotten about.
And that's not the case for me. I know all of them.
Right.
Also, fortunately, only 2 seasons, so a lot less to, like, digest. Because, like, that's, like, on my
DC... So they're charging $90 for 2 seasons of television?
For less television, yes.
Oh, words.
Yeah, no, wow. It's one of those things, like, but, I mean, and granted, they put a whole lot of work into this remaster, yeah. But...
$90 of work?
Yeah, see, I don't know if it was. I don't know if it's $100 worth.
It's one of
me.
Those, like, once they start just selling it by itself without the
for 50,
like, the
that's when I'll probably
yeah,
buy
like
it.
The animated series. Like, whenever they announced that one, like, I saw it and then I pre-ordered it
because
mm-hmm. That was happening. Like, I will pay, yeah, you know, because it was like it was just under 90, I think, for the animated series. I think it originally retailed at $89.99 for the animated series.
And that's what? How many seasons? Like, what? Six?
Five seasons?
Five or six?
I think five seasons of the animated series
right.
Plus the 2 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, all day, every day.
Yeah.
Like, I was all about it.
I think DC Universe is missing a couple of the actual really important, like, Batman animated movies. I think they're missing Sub-Zero, which is a crime.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Because I know they have the Batwoman movie, and they uh-huh. have the Mask of the Phantasm.
The which, one. Like, yeah, the Mask of the Phantasm, if you don't have that one, it is a cardinal sin. But, like,
mm-hmm.
I love Sub-Zero.
And then the last little bit of news for this, season one of Batman Beyond, the HD remaster, if you've got DC Universe, will actually hit August 23rd.
See, they're making it to where I really don't need this.
Yeah, no.
Like,
yeah.
Because, like...
I mean, it was the same thing with the animated series. Like, it released the entire animated series HD remaster hit DC Universe, like, day of release.
Yeah.
So,
like, the Funko Pop would strictly be a Sadie thing because I open all of them up, and it's one of those, like, that's too expensive to open. I would still do it. But, like, it's not $100 worth me getting whenever I know I'm just going to get it on my phone. I'll buy it once this DC Universe runs out.
But so you just have to make sure that Sadie is unaware of the Funko Pop's existence.
She doesn't care about Batman Beyond.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I know she likes her pops. All right.
She doesn't listen. It's fine.
we'll go ahead and move past it here. We'll go ahead and get to now the what most of you are likely listening for. Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We got the entire map all the way through 2021 and then a couple things beyond.
What?
Surprising number of Disney Plus stuff.
A shocking amount of Disney Plus stuff on this list.
But here for it.
Right. So we're going to go in order of release as opposed to the order they did it because they wanted to do spread out some big reveals. They actually had cooldown announcements. It was weird. less hype stuff came after. Like,
they were doing a concert.
But they but they closed on a banger.
Boy, did they. Mm. All right. So we're going to start with we got Black Widow. I mean, we've known this is coming for a while, but we actually have a release date now, May 1st, 2020. We got a little bit more information about it. It does look like it will be a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be early on in her history. It's going to star David Harbour as Alexei, the Red Guardian. Florence Pugh as Yelena Belova. Rachel Weisz as Melina Vostokov. And O.T. Fagbinley as Mason,
mm-hmm.
likely Agent Mason from S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm very curious how they do Red Guardian, because this movie's about to ruin Stranger Things for a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I mean, yeah, I said, I don't know how they're going to handle Red Guardian. And I understand that this is Disney and it's PG, so, like, you know, if they
PG-13.
If they do bad, like, if they do, you know, have him be the villain that pretty the Red much Guardian very is. Much is.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, no, it could big be big yikes. Yikes.
But that makes me very excited because even though I've only seen the first season of Stranger Things, big David Harbour fan just out of that.
Yeah, I mean, even like Hellboy was an awful movie, but David Harbour knocked it out of the park as Hellboy.
And I didn't see it, so.
He is a treasure.
He is a treasure. And oh my God, like him on stage, when they called him up in the Comic-Con panel, just they asked him like, so are you excited to be extending your fan base to the MCU fans? And he just looked at it and was like, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. Like, he actually said this to the panel, like the person hosting the panel was like, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. This woman just asked me if I am excited to be extending my fan base to the MCU. Yeah! And he just like was yelling on stage. It was great.
Dude, am I upset that I'm going to make a couple more million? No, I'm really heartbroken about it.
Downside is, if he is a villain, he's only going to last a single movie because that's the way the MCU's been hitting it.
But he will get an action figure on top of the action figures he gets because of Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I don't think we're going to see many David Harbour appearances in the MCU.
No, probably not. Probably not.
That's the worst. That's the thing about Michael B. Jordan. The biggest heartbreak.
So we also got our first Disney Plus thing comes after that. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's hitting fall 2020.
Yes. So they've guaranteed that I am buying this service day one.
Because, you know, Dalton loves him some Sidekicks. A movie about Sidekicks?
No, this is a TV series about Sidekicks.
Sorry, a TV series about Sidekicks.
This is how you know I'm going to watch it. Like, I didn't watch the Netflix stuff. Anthony Mackie and the guy that...
Sebastian Stan?
Yeah, I am not as big of a deal, but Anthony Mackie! On board.
Anthony Mackie walks out on the stage with Captain America's shield and meets up with Sebastian Stan.
Oh, so I heard this, and like Sadie was watching the press conference on her phone while I was driving home from St. Louis. I was so mad because I couldn't watch any of it. But she's just giving me update after update.
So yeah, we got Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It was confirmed that this is going to be post-Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be like an in-between story or anything like that. Yeah, post-Endgame, will star Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan.
And?
Give me the villain.
Drop the hammer.
I didn't see the villain. I'll be honest with you.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. So
Baron Zemo!
It's Zemo.
It's
He did a video where he like cut into the feed and he was holding the Zemo mask.
I watched the video of them coming out and I didn't see this.
Uh-huh. No, it's because like it was after. It's like they introduced the two of them and then the panel itself actually starts. And it's in the middle of that panel that like the screen goes wonky.
Oh,
and the guy
man.
And the dude from Civil War, who I'm blanking on his name.
I can't think of it either, but
his name.
Like that was the part that I was like, this TV series has only gotten better and better. Anthony Mackie, you had me. And now I'm like one of my favorite villains in that entire universe.
Daniel Brühl.
Thank you. I knew it was Daniel. But
no, yeah, like, coming back like Zemo's return, like that's yeah, no, like I'm even more hyped for this than I already was, and that's saying
that's
something.
That's a concept art.
Ooh. Oh, going back to concept art.
I'm okay with this.
Another possible villain featuring in Black Widow. I don't know if you guys saw this. Taskmaster.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the big rumors because there was concept art that went around.
That was from the game.
Was it from the game?
That was from the game.
Because that straight up looked like ScarJo when I saw the...
I'm pretty sure it was from the game.
Yeah, it did not look like the game version of Black Widow.
But it very much looked like the game version of Taskmaster.
I didn't even see Taskmaster in the game, but I know who Taskmaster is in that game.
It was the leaked.
It was the leaked footage.
Yeah. He's at the end.
Because I saw Black Widow like riding around on his back. Like, yeah, I saw that gameplay. But anyway,
Anthony Mackie is getting his own TV series on Disney Plus with Sebastian.
Yes, that was from the movie. I assumed it was from the game because it looked very similar to the game. Well, I guess his mask is a little different.
Falcon.
Yeah, the mask is what, like, because it's not the skull.
Yeah.
Like, it's the MCU style of, like.
Which is something that I didn't notice annoyed me until just now. That every, like, that's part of the realistic style is that all of these all of the outfits very much just look like Tony Stark armor.
Ish, yeah.
Like, it's part of, it was my only complaint with Mysterio. It was like, yeah, it looks like a modern real life version. But now it's like, oh yeah, it's that glass shatter from How I Met Your Mother of like, oh yeah, because every villain's armor always looks like a real life version, and there's just not a whole lot of flexibility there.
because it's they're going with that whole real life thing. So it looks like Tony Stark tried to design Asgardian armor, is what Mysterio looked like in that movie.
Mm-hmm. But at least it made sense, though.
Well, I know it absolutely made sense. I even mean like the real Mysterio outfit is all I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that is very much.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, we'll go ahead and move past it here.
Taskmaster is super cool. That could be a cool villain.
It could be a real cool villain. And I mean, honestly, there's a lot of talent and a lot of lore in that list that I just gave out. So this could be really, really interesting. Going back to Black Widow there. And then, definitely for Falcon and Winter Soldier. Oh, my God, Zemo.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if he has the pink hood. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. He looks super goofy, Trevor. Like, Trevor's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Do you know what Baron Zemo looks like?
No.
Oh.
My knowledge of Marvel is
he has
like,
a pink cloth mask with a tiara crown around it, but it was like melted onto him so he can't take it off.
Awesome.
You ready for
I'm
it?
I'm in.
Yeah. It's a super animated version.
He's super goofy, but Zemo's awesome.
I mean, just pull up the Earth's Mightiest Heroes version.
Okay.
A lot of fur, a lot of purple.
The fur is what's like probably the
makes
most
you excited.
Like
he got the boots with the fur.
He did.
So anyway, go ahead and move past.
I feel
about
yeah.
We also got the Eternals, November 6th, 2020.
All right.
This is one of those things like they're gonna have to Guardians of the Galaxy it again, be even more obscure though.
And that's my thing is I know about as much of. Okay, that's not true. I knew who Star-Lord was. And I knew that there was the tree that only said his name, and they had the raccoon that liked to kill stuff. End of my knowledge of Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. That is three more characters that I at least was familiar with than the Eternals has.
Yep.
Because I've been wanting to do more like research into who the Eternals are because I knew this movie was coming, but I haven't, so I don't think I'm going to. I don't want to be tainted by a comic book run because the MCU and the comics have been very different enough that I don't want to have expectations.
And I can already tell you this one is extremely different. Like I'm also in a similar boat with the Eternals. Whenever they announced the characters, there were three of them that I was like, yes, I have heard of that character before.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've never read an Eternals comic. Like I see them occasionally. They appear in Marvel events because of who they are. I was looking up a little bit of the lore and stuff like that. And one thing that I noticed when I was looking up here, I'll get to the characters in a second, but they kind of like picked and chose across several different Immortals teams or Eternals teams.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely going to be this is going to be very unique to the MCU,
which is a good way to do it.
Oh yeah. They're basically just picking the characters and a little bit of the backstory because it's like what they're going with and which is, I mean, true to the comic books too. It's a group of immortals that were put on Earth 35,000 years ago by Celestials. And we already have an example of a Celestial in the MCU with Star-Lord's Pappy.
I forget Ego is one.
His father. Yeah,
he's the only one I know.
Because I was thinking of...
Sorry, yes, his father.
Because I always think of the one that's in Lego Marvel. The one with the six circles on its, like...
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Red hood-looking helmet.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you the name.
Oh, yeah, I can't either.
So, yeah, Kevin Feige says they're going full Jack Kirby with this, which is a good thing, in my opinion, for a comic book movie. Mm-hmm. Fine with it. So we did get we got the casting. We got Angelina Jolie as Thena, Richard Madden as Icarus, Kumail Nanjiani as Kingo, and Salma Hayek as Ajak, Brian Tyree Henry as Fastos, Leah McHugh as Sprite, and Lauren Ridloff as Makari. Oh, and one more, Don Lee as Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh. I'm intrigued.
I don't know who any of those characters are.
Gilgamesh, big strong. Big strong scary.
I've heard I'm of sure. Selma Hayek.
And Angelina Jolie, surely.
No. Kumail is a treasure. Yeah. And should be protected at all costs. And like that.
Also,
yeah,
I was about to say, so I was watching this. If you guys haven't seen this, like you need to look up this video. Kumail Nanjiani is jacked now.
You're making it sound like he's like looking like Batista. But he's like, it's kind of like Chris Pratt, but he was never, it was never that transformative. Like, he was never the funny fat guy who's like, oh, all of a sudden you're hot. It's just like, oh, you clearly have put some work in.
Yeah.
Like, it is a noticeable difference.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, he looks fit, healthy, cut, whatever you want to call it.
He's looking good.
He's looking good, like, versus the super skinny nerd that you've seen in Silicon Valley or basically any other thing that he's done.
He signed that contract and they handed him a juice box and, like, six personal trainers.
Yeah.
And said, have at it. So you had another MCU actor that's going to make me question my sexuality.
Because this one picture,
this one will make, because he can make me laugh. Like,
this got one will be charm.
Yeah, this one will be just adorable.
Yeah, no, like it's. I'm really interested in this though. It's going to be really, really interesting. Also, Leah McHugh is a little girl, just as a, in case you guys didn't know that, as Sprite. I think she's like 14 or something like that. So she'll be one of the youngest heroes in the MCU.
Huh.
So yeah, no. Okay. This could be super neat. Like at this point, I
yeah, he's got some arms on him now.
At this point, I just trust the MCU. I trust Kevin Feige. Like they're gonna put something out. I'm gonna like it. I might not like as much as everything else, but
the only one that I'm not thrilled about is Angelina Jolie.
Really?
I think she'll do fine.
I'm sure she will do fine in this. I just never cared for her.
Okay, totally. I mean, like, fair.
I mean, at least at this part, she's a supporting character.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing good, like supporting character.
Yeah, she's playing one of the more like fighty, actiony, like
she's May from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, sure. That's a solid comparison.
Because like I will say in the MCU, I never liked Jeremy Renner before the Avengers. And like
and I'm not saying like I'm going to hate her in this by any stretch. It's just
he's not hyped about it.
When you're it's just like when you're giving me these, it was the same thing with Halle Berry in John Wick 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you know, that's not my favorite decision, but I will still see this movie. And I saw the movie and I loved the movie.
Yeah,
very deeply.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how we go. The next thing we got up on the list: Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. This one's hitting February 12th, 2021.
They got me with this. They got me with the subtitle.
I have no idea what this is.
The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Because Ten Rings, Mandarin.
Yes, and that was actually something. So they did this in the panel. Blew my mind a little bit because I had not been noticing. Apparently, they've been dropping like Ten Rings Easter eggs for a long time.
Yeah.
Since Iron Man 1.
Mm-hmm.
What are the Ten Rings?
So the Ten Rings are, it's essentially like Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the far right, like Nazis, all combined into one. They are just the super evil, super underground masters of all underground crime. Like, and like they kind of run everything. But it's led by the Mandarin, who in Iron Man 3... would have you believe was Aldrich Killian, who used Ben Kingsley as like this puppet fake figurehead. Like they cast this burnout actor as this like super terrifying leader of the Ten Rings coming to surface. But then it's revealed, oh no, he's just this drunk idiot who has nothing to do with anything. And it's actually been this like corporate D-bag
the whole time.
Like the whole time. But then in their one shot or whatever they were calling it, where when you bought the Blu-rays, they were adding these like additional scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time we saw Jeremy Hammer,
and I actually hadn't seen any of these, like these little like clips.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, whenever I saw that, I was like, what?
Yeah. So they bring back Hammer in, I don't remember what movie it was, but it's the first time we've seen him since Iron Man 2. And it's a scene of him in prison, and he meets Ben Kingsley, who's just been, you know, now been arrested for, you know, playing this character. And he, but Kingsley gets kidnapped by the Ten Rings, and he is told the Mandarin wants to speak with you.
Huh.
Because they are not thrilled with him using their likeness. So
this was one of those things, like, basically they've been implying this whole time Aldrich Killian knew about the Ten Rings and knew about the Mandarin. And then just
threw
that out there.
I think it's less that. I think it's they heard stories is what it's going to be played as. Is they've heard these rumblings of there's this Ten Rings and Mandarin. Clearly, it's not real. It can't be real. But enough of
think of Court of Owls.
Enough of these dum-dums, you know, believe in the myth of the Ten Rings that we can play it off as, you know, them finally coming to light. When in reality, it is probably some sort of Kung Lung inspired, that's my only thing with Shang-Chi. Like, I'm sure it's gonna be great, but this should have been the Iron Fist movie.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'll agree with that too.
Especially with, like, and we'll talk about this later, like, there might be some issues here with the Netflix Marvel series, again, later. But yeah, like, either way, like, I think I'm going to enjoy the crap out of this movie.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna love it, but it's just, I got that chip on my shoulder of, you did Danny bad.
you did it.
You done Danny wrong.
Yeah. Because this is gonna be
another time.
This is gonna be the actual, like, MCU in charge of a kung fu movie. With the Mandarin, who is one of just, like, the baddest bad dudes in Marvel. I'm stoked. We got Simu Liu as Shang-Chi.
That said, just real quick, comic book version, this is going to be way cooler than anything they've done with him in the comic book version. Comic book version is a dude who legitimately has 10 fingers on each hand.
Now, I think you're thinking of...
Shit, yep. Well, there we go. check the time.
It wasn't Dalton.
No, because that was in a Daredevil run. Because there is someone that has 10 fingers on each hand.
His name is 10 Fingers.
But his name is 10 Fingers. That's what
great
got me.
Great writers in that run.
10 rings, 10 fingers.
It's Charles Soule. No, that was great.
But, but he does legitimately have a ring on each finger that is kind of... not quite Infinity Gauntlet style, but, like, they all have control over a certain thing that he can tap into, and it's a little, he tends to be a little goofy.
Does anybody say your name should be 20 Fingers? Because, like, if I was Spider-Man, that's my first comment.
10 Fingers was also terrifying in that Charles Soule
run. He'd tickle the crap out of you.
It's true.
Or just,
like, magic-y murder you.
Through tickling.
In grotesque ways.
Yes. I stand with my statement.
So anyway, yeah. So Shang-Chi. Simu Liu is going to be Shang-Chi. Tony Leung is going to be the Mandarin. Awkwafina has been cast, but we don't know as whom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We probably won't know a lot of these characters, though.
Yeah. Not for a while. Imagine once the movie hits, like, everybody's going to know who they are, because I think this movie's going to be awesome.
Yep.
See, we got the next thing was a Disney Plus announcement. We got WandaVision. It's hitting spring 2021. We'll star Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. They're also going to be introducing adult Monica Rambeau, who we met in Captain Marvel she was the little girl, Lieutenant Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Monica Rambeau. So she's going to be played by Teyana Paris. And that one could be really, really interesting. Like, it's going to be post... Endgame somehow.
Sadie has already said we are watching it, and I better have the subscription by then. And then I had to remind her, Anthony Mackie is getting his own TV show.
The subscription will be had. Endgame spoiler. Well, no, Infinity War spoilers. Well, I guess it's also Endgame spoilers.
He picked that,
don't come back.
He picked that out like a pimple.
Well, we just don't see it.
Yeah.
They could... There's a lot of things that are hand-wavy.
That's fair.
I love Endgame and Infinity War, but there's a fair amount of hand-wavy that I could see this kind of being lumped in with.
No,
that.
You're right. You're right. There's definitely a lot of stuff that could be done. I just think that, like, had he been hand-waved back...
We would have seen it.
We would have seen it in that last
fight. Well, and that's
fight.
What I'm sure they're going to explain it on the show. Like, first episode is going to be, you know, Wanda figuring out how... To get
the other
back.
Character in the title.
Or, I have another theory. That'll come from another announcement we're going to get to in a minute.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be the same way. I'm going to...
It depends on if these are released all together at once, or if it is a weekly thing where, like, DC... is it going to be Netflix where we get the whole season on the day one, or is it going to be DC Universe where it's
one
weekly,
a week. Yeah.
It's one a week.
Mm-hmm. It has a chance to miss me.
So, yeah, we'll see how it goes, because right around that same time... we're also going to be getting, I guess we'll move to this one, then I'll move to that one. Loki is coming spring 2021 as well. And it is confirmed that it's going to be Loki's adventures after he teleported away from Endgame.
Yeah.
So we don't have a whole lot of information other than that.
He escaped death again.
Yep. Just Loki being Loki, doing Loki things. Tom Hiddleston obviously is going to be involved. The coolest thing about these Disney Plus shows is that it's not just like, you know, an animated feature with like the likeness of these
people.
Although
we are getting one of those.
We are. More on that in a minute. With just voice actors that sound close enough.
Right.
Which is, that's a Disney classic move right there.
We are getting, every TV series based off of any animated movie.
Yeah. Especially in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So either way, we're going to be getting the actual like actors and everything else. This is going to be actual MCU stuff.
As someone who likes the second Thor movie more than probably anybody on the planet, I'm really interested to see how this goes because of all of the character development that happened between Thor 2 and Ragnarok, and then I guess in Infinity War as well, to an extent. Because that's a different person.
Yeah, because this Loki is completely pre his experiences with...
It's kind of with, like, the Guardians and how, like, oh, this is not the same Gamora. This is different. And same thing with, like, Nebula and, like, all of that happened of, oh, no, we can kind of explore that a little bit. So I'm interested in that.
Yeah, no, this is really, really interesting to me.
A lot of people
are definitely going to be watching it.
Real mad at the logo though, because it's four different fonts.
Okay, yeah,
it looks weird, but I think it's supposed to. And I feel like once we actually get the show, we will have a better understanding for it. But as hey, this is what we're getting. It is an odd choice to be like, look at this disjointed mess.
I was seeing a lot of people.
Trust it'll make sense later.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's the only thing we've gotten, so therefore it's what we will criticize.
Yep.
The people that were actively crapping on logos of announcements, just. Go watch NASCAR, because you deserve that hell right now. Because, like, you're...
Something specific happening in the NASCAR world we should be aware of? Or?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm just saying, might as well
you,
just...
You made it sound like you deserve that hell, because what they're doing with lap 24
they do a right turn on if it's really weird. But I saw so many of it just like, their logos are stupid. And be like, if that's what you're worried about, like, don't like things. Like, you just deserve to not like things.
Some people shouldn't be allowed in an opinion.
Yeah, like Twitter should really have a better vetting system than just, what's
anybody.
Your email?
Yeah,
like literally anyone. All right, see, we got Loki. Now, going back here, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Hey, guys, not going to watch this movie.
Yeah, this one's hitting May 7th, 2021. Scott Derrickson directing once again, talking about one of the big things that he wants to do. This is going to be the first scary movie in the MCU.
Good for them. I'm happy that they're doing
this. Because it's really going to explore a lot of the gothic horror of Doctor Strange.
All right.
I'm sold.
Also featuring heavily
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
So, my theory going back with this. So, yeah, the multiverse that Kevin Feige was talking about, it just because Mysterio lied about it does not mean that it doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, the scene in... Endgame, where like somebody explains timelines and stuff like that, very obviously a thing. Like where it's just like, I know it's not exactly alternate universes or like
because alternate and timelines and parallel universes are not the.
But it's one of those if you're gonna feed me that, this isn't a far off reach. That being said, I'm gonna be super excited to pay for Sadie's movie ticket, and I'm gonna go watch The Secret Life of Pets 54.
So yeah, I think that my theory here. Is that this is how Wanda gets the Vision back, is from the multiverse.
It'll probably play in a lot to WandaVision. That season. Because,
I mean, it's coming out right around the same time. Like, this is May 7th, 2021. WandaVision's hitting spring 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an exact date for it. So, yeah, like, Doctor Strange could be setting up a bunch of the events for WandaVision.
And it also would not be the first time that Disney has tied a movie release into a TV series that you have to be up to date with and have to see it opening weekend. Otherwise, one spoils the other.
Yeah.
Because see Captain America and Avengers and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yep.
That being said, with these characters, I know I will literally see everything up into it, and we will watch it opening
and
release.
And then Sadie will explain to you what happens.
Dude, I want to... All right, so
Sadie's going to make him watch it with her.
Yeah.
Dude, it's Disney PG-13. It's not going to be that scary.
I don't mess with scary movies, though.
It's but the like, jump scares, isn't it?
Yeah. So, and, like, the scares that I know are coming, like, I'm just... I don't
Dalton's
like
just kind of a pansy.
Yeah, like, I don't like my entertainment to freak me out, because it's my entertainment. But
where I, like
I still need to...
Out.
Yeah, I still need to see the first Doctor Strange. Wait, really? It's the only one I haven't seen.
I love Doctor Strange. Honestly, that was a great movie. Yeah, excited for this one.
Similarly to how Asa enjoyed Thor 2 probably more than anybody on the planet, like I feel like I was that way with Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, everybody I talked to was like, it was okay. And I'm like, but I loved that movie.
I'm fairly in the camp of that, but I feel like you were not going to like it as much just because you're not seeing it in a theater. Because I will say a lot of what made me enjoy Doctor Strange as much as I did was seeing it in the theater.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I still enjoyed the crap out of the visual effects and stuff like that at home. On granted, I have a larger than average size TV. It's not huge by
so
any means.
So I need to break into Jesse's house.
I also...
I got a key. I'll let you in.
I very much...
Let's say, we're just having a movie night. Good Lord, guys.
I don't know.
I'm still on summer break. I can do this at, like, 8 in the morning.
I didn't understand the rules of the world. And I'm one of those nerds that, like, I will... Yes, you're going to tell me that there are alternate timelines. Cool. You're going to tell me about, like, you know, there's alternate dimensions. Cool. People can fly. Awesome. I will believe that if you tell me. The problem is if you're like, oh, but they exist, but here's XYZ. You have to stick to that. And it's not that Doctor Strange broke any of the rules that it laid out for itself. I just didn't fully understand them because I'm kind of dumb. And so, like, the stuff that was happening in the mirror dimension with, like, the combat and they're destroying the buildings and stuff, but it wasn't really happening, like, it, for whatever reason, it just didn't click. Because, like, it also then was like, all right, well, none of this counts, so...
Yeah, the damage done to the people is real, just, like, the environment's not...
Yeah, and that kind of took me out of it a little bit. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's super cool to watch, though.
But, yeah, it is a visual spectacle. Yeah. But, like I said, but seeing it in the theater was a huge plus for that.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see what we're gonna get out of that. Like I'm really excited about it. Like a scary movie with Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch. Yes, please. Because Scarlet Witch, like her introduction to the MCU, the first time you actually see her,
she was a horror power movie.
Age of Ultron is better than everyone says it is. Strictly because of, well, not strictly because I love that movie too. Like, but because of
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, she was amazing in that. And I really hate that they toned down the horror aspect of her character because she was legitimately unsettling in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the weird like teleporting around like well, stuff way, like and, that and the way she moved when
she
did
like
it.
A horror character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
it was those weird glitchy? Disjointed yeah. like they were removing frames from her from her movement.
Yeah. It looked so cool. Like yeah, she like and I had forgotten how terrifying she was.
If I get more of that, that's all I need in this world.
I don't like when you make those
and honestly,
sounds.
Because I'm going to make you go watch it. I'm going to go with you and Sadie. I'm going to be right between you two. Make sure there's no funny business. We are going to be focused on the screen.
Oh, you mean funny business? And I'm going to be just like putting my phone all the way on like the lowest light setting and being
oh, yeah,
like,
no, I will have your phone. I will be holding onto your phone during this movie.
And like, Ace is just going to be sitting behind you just going...
Mm. Like, stop it!
Just lean from. Did you see that?
He's gonna have a pop quiz.
Be like, this isn't a sexual movie. Stop it.
So yeah, it's like, and I love Scarlet Witch, and I really like in Endgame. They really like re-explored like how terrifying she can be in a fight. Because it's just like, I have no idea who you are. You will.
Oh, I think I have a meme that I need to show you guys after the episode that's kind of funny.
Fair enough.
Involving that scene.
Yeah, no, I love Scarlet Witch. And Elizabeth Olsen is awesome, too. So I'm all about her getting more work.
It's one of the only things that it, like, doesn't have me excited for WandaVision is because I feel like we're not going to get that and we're going to get more of the like relationship dynamic that just, for what I love both of them, it's just, to me, it didn't really click. And maybe it's just because we didn't get a whole lot of them together. Like,
yeah,
for
basically,
for them to shine, but
we really did get it. The beginning of that movie was like, oh, yes, they're a couple now. And then that was very quickly torn apart.
Yep.
And that was all we got of it.
Yeah. There was more important stuff going on.
Very yes. much so. Yes. I'm sure I'll end up loving it because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the show, I'm excited for more Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now that we got the, you know, the introductory, the backstory out of the way, origin mm-hmm. story.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this next bit of news, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and let Asa hit it because this is what he is easily the most excited about from Phase 4, if he can make it through it.
I know I can. I got to censor myself because I hadn't seen the video you sent me. I'd only seen the announcement that we are getting a dedicated Hawkeye series, but the video announcement and the logo is very, very reminiscent of Matt Fraction's seminal perfect Hawkeye run from 2014.
It was earlier than that. I feel like
it might
because it was one of the.
That sounds
it was,
about right. 2014.
It might have been. It might have been 12 or 13, but I think it was 14.
It was one of the comic books.
Don't, that just Google and stop arguing.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah. But
so yeah, just look up the date real quick. But so it's written by Matt Fraction, art by Dave Aja. I don't know how to say his name. AJA. It is amazing. Aja. But part of the reason that it's so good and the big reveal that came from this. Is it's not just Clint Barton's role as Hawkeye that makes it great. It is Kate Bishop that makes that run so good? What?
2012.
Okay.
Because it was one of the comic books we bonded over.
Yeah, because it when it was because that Fair launched enough. When I was in Virginia, and that's when I was trying to keep up with it there. Tracksuit Mafia. If we get this Matt Fraction run as a TV show, one, I hope they get Matt Fraction to work on it, because otherwise it just will not be the same.
Yeah.
But we are getting a live action Kate Bishop, and I will get if I even get the tease of a Hawkeye interaction. Like, I'm getting the Disney service day one, and I will keep it until I die.
Because, I mean, that's one of my favorite bits from, like, Kate Bishop. She absolutely hates it when somebody calls her the girl Hawkeye or female Hawkeye or any of the above.
Because she is Hawkeye.
She's Hawkeye. They are both Hawkeye. And it's always a bit like, yes, I know it's confusing. He's on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
But that West Coast Hawkeye? Just Hawkeye.
That run is amazing. because it also very much humanizes Hawkeye. What does he do on his day off from being an Avenger?
They did a Marvel Select with him, and it came with the dog.
Oh, Pizza Dog?
Yeah, it came with Pizza Dog.
There are at least two issues that are told through the perspective of... No, okay, so there's one issue dedicated to the perspective of Pizza Dog, and the other one when Hawkeye loses his hearing. And it's all told through either, like, mumbly, like, so you actually can't make out what the word bubbles are, and sign language.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's super awesome. Like, it was a very well done comic. And if the TV show is anything like that, this could be one of the best things that MCU has produced.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Kate Bishop,
it's gonna be
in real
really
life.
Cool. Yeah, Kate Bishop's coming.
I don't know who they're gonna cast. Jesse and I talked about this. Like, I kind of thought Kristen Ritter would be kind of amazing after seeing what she's done with Jessica Jones, but she's already Jessica Jones, so I don't think they're gonna give her that big of a role.
But
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Mm-hmm.
She's really cool.
Yeah. I could see her, but it depends on how old they want to make Kate Bishop. Because I also, part of me thinks that it's not going to be Kate Bishop. It's going to be his daughter that we saw in Infinity War. Because
that's like whenever I got that.
They explicitly said in the panel Kate Bishop.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. All right, sweet.
That was very explicitly stated.
Okay.
Because the panel host asked, like, does this mean Kate Bishop? Yes, it means Kate Bishop.
She's so awesome.
Kate Bishop is awesome. Like, yeah, she's just another one of those characters that, like, is very underrated in the MCU. And it's a real bummer. Like, just her, like, at this point, like, X-23 and Gabby, just very underrepresented. Gwynpool, they need to be more popular because they're way better than what they get credit for.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway... yeah, that's what we have. Oh, and the deaf thing, something I forgot to mention. Trevor, something your wife is going to be really interested in. Oh. One of the Eternals is deaf, and at the panel actually communicated, like, answered a question via sign language.
Oh. So is, like, the character deaf?
The character and the actress are both deaf.
Ooh. Yeah, she'll like that.
Yeah, so that's just kind of neat. So anyway, moving back here on track. The next thing we got, we don't have an official date for this. This is, I guess, technically Phase 4, but it's not on the roadmap. We got the new Thor movie, Thor 4, with the subtitle.
You best say, give it its name.
Best subtitle
Love
ever.
And Thunder. I love how hard they're leaning into, like, this 80s action stuff.
You mean make good Thor movies? Yeah.
That's a romance novel and on the highway somewhere.
Yeah, and Taika Waititi is back directing, and he was on stage in his wonderful self. Like, he's just, what a gem that Taika Waititi is.
Ever.
So, he's very Kiwi.
So this one I'm confused by. So is this, did they confirm that Hemsworth is back?
They didn't. And that's gonna raise a lot of theories, because Hemsworth is on stage. They brought Hemsworth on stage. Obviously,
okay,
he's
that's
Thor.
I missed that part because I remember who else they brought on. I know who else they brought on stage.
They
just don't remember.
They brought Chris Hemsworth on stage. They brought Tessa Thompson back as Valkyrie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big news right before Taika Waititi is talking about this. You know, when he was doing Thor Ragnarok, he was reading Hickman's run of Thor, mm-hmm. The
Aaron's
Mighty
run.
Thor, Aaron's run. Yeah. Sorry, Jason Aaron's run. I've got Hickman on the brain because of House of X and Powers of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, that's this week.
That is this week.
Oh, I'm not going to get until next week.
I know. Anyway, so he's talking about reading this Jason Aaron run of Thor where it's Jane Foster becomes Thor. And if we're going to have Jane Foster, Natalie Portman's coming back. She walks on stage. She's back.
Holding Mjolnir.
She's back as they hand her Mjolnir on stage. Mm-hmm. Taika Waititi specifically talking about Jane Foster becoming Thor in this film.
It's amazing. Oh, all of your
all right, I'm in.
It's amazing you get through all of your creative differences if they hand you a hammer.
Well, here's the thing that I learned, though. Apparently, part of the creative differences were the person who Kevin Feige replaced. The head of Marvel Entertainment, like movie division, whatever, was a huge, I can't say words, but he was a total piece of crap.
Okay, gotcha.
He's
gotcha.
The reason that Terrence Howard left.
Oh, okay.
And just a little snippet is, it doesn't matter who you cast because they all look the same.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, screw that guy.
Yeah, that's why he didn't want to pay, like, that's where a lot of those pay disputes came from, is because these are, like, you're all interchangeable. But they weren't.
Yeah.
So, so
that's why we had, like, several swap outs, like, early in
Patty,
the...
That's why Patty, Natalie Portman was, it was a dispute between Patty Jenkins and this executive, and Natalie Portman supported the director, because the director was being treated like crap.
Oh, gotcha.
So this very much like I have spent years thinking, wow, Natalie Portman kind of sucks because like
well,
she's,
it wasn't like a that
and
was
not even like not that aggressively, but then
like oh that stinks.
I was reading this article about like oh no, here's the reason why a lot of these things like didn't start happening until Feige took over, and it's because this dude super sucks.
Yeah, and that wasn't
Kevin
being
Feige.
Like,
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
At this time, me being super mean to Natalie Portman, it's just one of those things where it's just like it's funny that she's back now, mm-hmm. and it's cool that she gets to be that character.
See, and I will say like I again. I'm the only person in the world who didn't love Ragnarok, so I'm a little nervous about this because...
Which is so weird. Earlier in this conversation, we talked about how Ace is one of the few people on the planet that liked Thor 2.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's,
and
didn't
I don't
love
like
Ragnarok.
Yeah,
it's
no.
one of his few faults.
I get it. Like, I understand.
You.
I understand.
I said it right
that
time.
It's a weird thing. That said, the Mighty Thor, there are some very poignant things that happen and lead up to that, so I'm a little nervous to see how Taika Waititi handles these events, or if they just totally redo how?
I'm yeah, sure because they completely redid Ragnarok. Because I remember hearing
they blended Ragnarok and Planet Hulk together.
Yeah, because I heard Ragnarok and then Taika Waititi, and I'm like, that math isn't there. Like you can't.
I mean,
that's
any director can do anything, but
right.
But you give me that name and then you give me that director, and I'm like, that's an improper fraction. And then they gave me something that I didn't know I wanted, and I'm just like, you know what? Improper it up.
No, Matt Fraction is an improper fraction.
That's a very proper fraction.
Incomplete equation. That's what you were going for.
Yeah. But so, either way, like, yeah, that perfect blend of Planet Hulk. And
I'm stoked that we're getting a Mighty Thor, though. Like, I think that could be really cool. Like, this is one of those things, like, I'm not going to crap on it until I see it. And, like, if I don't like it, I won't like it. But I'm not going to go in expecting to dislike it just because I'm very interested to see what they do with it.
Yeah, but yeah, like one of the big points is Thor was on stage, Thor was talking and everything else, like or Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth was on stage.
Chris Hemsworth,
was
we knew what you were talking about.
He was on stage, he was talking, like he was talking with Taika Waititi and all this other stuff, but like not once did they say that he was there or that he was going to be in the movie, because at this point, you know, when we last left Thor, he was with the Guardians,
mm-hmm.
and we don't even have we know it's in the pipeline. We don't have a date for that movie.
It probably won't be Phase 4.
It probably won't be Phase 4. Even this movie is technically not Phase 4 because it's not on the Phase 4 roadmap.
Because I could even see...
Or no, yeah, it was. It was on the Phase 4 roadmap. It just didn't have a date to test.
Because he mentioned, like, Fantastic Four, Mutants, and Guardians are
and
all...
Captain.
And
Black Panther.
Captain Marvel and Black Panther, they're all in the works, but they're not... on this roadmap for
Phase 4.
Yeah,
they're not in Phase 4.
So that means Phase 5 is going to be lit.
Yeah, Phase 5 is going to be insane.
Phase 5 is going to be a whole bunch of sequels, and that's fine.
So I could almost see them doing a thing where, because of what happened with Mjolnir in Infinity War, Odin's son doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Odin's son's decided he's going to travel.
Stormbreaker?
Stormbreaker. He's going to travel with the Guardians with Stormbreaker and, you know, go do his own thing. In the meantime, who's going to be worthy of Mjolnir? Because you can't just leave that, you know.
Because, and obviously, like, Tessa Thompson's still hanging. She's the new Queen of Asgard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I imagine there's going to be a threat. Thor's going to be off-world,
mm-hmm.
and we need a Thor.
Well, the way that Taika Waititi said it is she is the King of Asgard, because that's the title she reclaimed. That's the title she claimed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because she's looking for her queen. And I'm like, that's going to be interesting. Like, he did Ragnarok.
They're going to make so many idiots mad.
Good.
Yes. Good.
I want to love a movie that they should love.
Because, yeah, this is already, like, whenever Jane Foster became Thor, that was already a big thing with, like, even comic book nerds were like, they're pushing their SJW agenda down her throats and blah, blah, blah.
It didn't help that it was also when they were, like, getting rid of all of the, like, original Avengers were being taken off the board and replaced in some way.
I remember getting really annoyed with that because I'm like, it's Jason Aaron. Let him do it. Like he
and it's something he'd been planning for a while.
Like, yeah, Jason Aaron's awesome. Like I love his stuff.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Southern Bastard's a great book. Like, I read that, and then he was like, he did a Lady Thor book? He made a Lady Thor?
Mighty Thor.
The Mighty, Mighty. Thor.
Well, yeah.
That is her title.
Mighty she is Thor. The Mighty Thor.
All right.
Jane Foster.
So then all right. I'm not swearing on this show, because we already had an S-bomb, and it wasn't me, and I'm very proud of that fact, but you guys are pushing buttons.
Beep boop.
All right. And then the last announcement we got. They pulled everybody back up on stage. They're like, you know what, let's get this big group announcement here, or this big group photo and everything. You know, I think we're missing somebody. And then they bring out
two-time Academy Award winner,
Mahershala Ali. Cottonmouth in Luke Cage. He was in House of Cards.
Oh, yeah. You had me at Cottonmouth.
True Detective Season 3.
There you go. Yeah, Mahershala Ali comes out. No, they've all got Black Widow hats on stage. And, you know, Kevin Feige looks at him like, seems like you got your own hat there, Mahershala. Then he puts on the hat, Blade.
Yeah.
And then they put up the logo on the screen. Yeah, Mahershala Ali is they're doing a Blade movie, and it will be starring Mahershala Ali.
Now, I will
shut
say,
up and take my money.
Yes.
The way they did it was the most baller move in the world, because he was just like, I mean, a lot of this stuff was rumored, like, and a lot of the rumors were right, but like, this is something that, like,
there's
not a single rumor about this, and then he puts the hat on, and it's just like, oh, that is the giant middle finger unit on the table, look at it.
Honestly, I think that's more of just like, I think that's a huge testament to the people working on these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, look at like game development and stuff like that, and all of these like set leaks and things like that, which granted, I'm sure they haven't started filming for Blade yet at this point. But still,
no,
like,
they've just made a hat.
They've got the logo.
And that one guy shut his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was no one was saying anything.
And like it's one of those things, like, and this is the point I was going to get to earlier that I was talking about, where with the Netflix shows. So obviously, yeah, Mahershala Ali was Cottonmouth.
Yeah.
They're not going to just recast somebody, like the same person, to play a different person in the same universe. So I'm starting to think, like, this is the first sign that the Netflix shows are in a very, very closely adjacent universe, but they are not canon to the MCU.
And I don't think that's going to be a thing. I think what we are seeing instead is the amount of disrespect shown to the Netflix shows.
Also a possibility.
Look what I can do with this toy. Strange.
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that there's no chance that you're right, because, you know, it could be that, oh, this is, you know, there was somewhere down the line, there was a branching path, and everything is just very, very close.
Right.
But
yeah, basically, this is 99995B.
But it's that thing where they've done...
Is the Marvel Netflix?
88% of the Netflix shows, I don't want them to not be canon.
Yeah.
Like, they did so good with a lot of it that...
I mean,
I want it to stick around.
The casting, phenomenal. Like, a lot of the, especially Daredevil and Jessica Jones, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's not a single casting that I was like, well, that's dumb. Like, even the ones that I didn't like particularly enjoy, like characters that I didn't particularly enjoy because of the writing.
Right.
Like, the casting was still amazing.
Yeah, I wasn't upset that Hogarth was on the screen because I didn't like that actress portraying Hogarth.
No. Nah.
She did amazing.
Yeah.
Almost probably too good. Because of, no, I don't like you. Quit trying to make her likable.
Yeah, please stop.
She's the worst.
I hate her so much.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like Mike Coulter as Luke Cage, Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones. Like, all of these castings were amazing.
Spot on.
And I really, really would like to see them continue. I didn't know I wanted John Bernthal as the Punisher, and then they gave it to me.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah. I even loved Iron Fist.
Yeah.
That's great. That was great. No, casting.
Him as Danny was great. It's just...
The writing surrounding it wasn't great.
They gave Danny garbage to do. He deserves so much more.
I'm in the minority who really enjoyed those, but anyway.
I liked season two. I enjoyed watching season one. Just when you stack it up to the rest of the Netflix stuff, it just really falls short.
You're right, but I enjoyed it for different reasons that I enjoy the other ones.
I guess that's fair. I do love me some...
itch.
I love me some Kung Fu.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor and I bonded early on in our friendship over Kung Fu.
Love Kung Fu movies.
Kung Fu Hustle.
Oh.
I also
can't wait for the sequel. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I sent you the link on your Facebook about the deaf superhero.
Okay, cool.
Because Glacier posted about it.
Huh. He's such a good man. Anyway, so yeah, Blade. We're getting a Blade movie.
Oh, I want that so bad.
And I mean, it's one of those things. I know, like, some of you are out there probably saying, because I saw this opinion on the internet, isn't Mahershala Ali a little small to be Blade? Because you're comparing him to, like, Wesley Snipes or something.
Lots of people don't understand that we're close on Mondays.
Yeah, literally, that's like the second or third.
But anyway, either way, just look at Kumail Nanjiani. Like, you think they can't do that to Mahershala Ali?
Tom Cruise is 4'8". Suck it.
They make him
on a good day.
They make him seem like a normal sized human.
Yeah, no, dude's tall. Like, that's not the issue. Like, height is not the issue for Blade.
I just wanted to get that out there. I'm just shut up.
Though I still definitely would have liked to see Michael J. White as Blade.
The fact, like, that he's not in the MCU at all.
But at the same time, it was one of those things, like, whenever they said Mahershala Ali, I was like, I didn't know I wanted that.
I will trade size for an actor the caliber of Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
And, you know, like I said, that's not something I knew I wanted. My fan casting was Michael J. White. But
you're allowed to be wrong.
Yeah, no, but then they said Mahershala Ali, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, you were right.
Apparently there was, like, a meeting, and Feige brought him in. And he said, I want to be Blade. And Feige was like, we can make that work.
Yeah. Mahershala Ali says he wants to be Blade. Yeah. He gets to be Blade. Yeah. If he wants to do something in the MCU, yes.
He should be.
The answer is yes.
Anthony Mackie should be counting his lucky stars. He said, I want to be Falcon. Because, like, that would be there'd be a thought.
Jesse, what if he came in and said, you know, I want to be Dr. Doom.
Oh, God.
Ali's Doom would be scary.
Yeah, he would.
Because he doesn't need to be physically imposing.
No. He doesn't.
He got the suit.
And
the magic.
Like, and he does scary so well. Like, he was...
Cottonmouth, he was terrifying. He was
terrifying. Holy crap. Like, Mike Coulter was phenomenal as Luke Cage. Second best in that season.
That was the biggest knock, though, of, like, when you saw the reviews for season 2 of Luke Cage. They were all just like, well, yeah, you gave us a villain, but it's not Cottonmouth. It's like, and yes, really, we're, like, aware.
That
but
was,
like,
it was one of the biggest, like, critical reviews of Luke Cage season 1. Spoiler, it already dies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at the end of the season.
Yeah.
No.
That isn't the last episode.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
They killed Cottonmouth. Don't look at me like that. You've had so much time.
No, that's not a screw you for spoiling it. That's a, really?
Yeah.
They did that?
Yeah. They killed him 5 episodes before,
like,
the end.
Halfway,
what?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
halfway through
really
the
bad
season.
So was he just walking his dog for the last 4 episodes? Like,
I stopped watching Luke Cage after that point.
You're just like, there's no reason.
Really, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I completely stopped.
Because at least, like, Daredevil season 1, like, through line, it was there. It all made sense. It was a good...
No, it makes sense. And, like, I honestly think that was the right call.
Okay.
Is because they really kind of needed to, if they weren't moving forward with him and they were moving forward with Black Mariah, you really kind of needed to establish
that.
Like, you really needed to, like, give her that huge beat of her being the one. The problem was that wasn't the last thing.
No.
The last thing was
something else.
Yeah, and it didn't
and
work.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, basically what I was getting at there was
hyper-realistic suit.
You could stop at Cottonmouth's death, be told that, like, that's why Black Mariah went insane. And then season 2. Also, Cage went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're done. Like, that's all you needed. Like, basically, yeah, that is the only important information for the last half of that season.
Watch the season. What happened previously that they've run before season 2.
Yeah, because basically they would give that information. It's like, and then there was this guy.
Oh, and also this happened.
No one cared.
I cared. It just...
Not strongly.
It didn't land. It what we had and what they gave us wasn't even...
Yeah. No, that's very,
the
very
giant
accurate.
Boulder definitely would have come plummeting.
Mm. Yup. So anyway, guys, right, we're at an hour 8. That's
I was about to say,
that's,
like,
the end of our conversation of Phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few... we had a few other things we wanted to talk about.
Jay
but
and Silent Bob rebooted looks funny. All right, we got that out of the way.
we did get that out of the way.
We'll see it day 1.
I think we'll just save the rest of the content for the next Nerd Up, because there wasn't... I didn't put a ton of this. I figured Phase 4 was going to run long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we talked about the important thing.
I might actually be able to beat Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 by next week.
And you can give us a full review of that one.
So I can have 2 minutes.
I'll give you the Marvel Ultimate Alliance minute. That doesn't flow as well as Mortal Kombat.
No, it doesn't. There's too many words.
We'll work on that. Asa, get a name for that.
we'll start labbing it. So anyway, yeah, that's going to do it for our show, guys. What are you most hyped about from Phase 4?
or Comic-Con in general, because there was a lot of news coming out of Comic-Con that we did not touch on.
Yeah, no, there's, like, guys, I do have, like, that was half my notepad, half my text document was Phase 4. There's still a whole half to go. Because
that's what we care about the most, but what do you?
Yeah, no, I had quite a bit more to do.
And why is it not Falcon Bucky?
Say, hit us up on Facebook. Yeah, what was your highlight from Comic-Con? Like, if...
Was it that
if
metalhead?
If it wasn't from Phase 4,
what do you hate the most?
It better not be Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Was it the amount of money that all of these action figures are going to cost?
Really, you can just log on to Facebook and tell us hi. We don't care what you put.
Yeah,
just like, hey, checking in from here because I'd like to know where you're from. We see all these places.
Who are you people? I want to know who you are.
We see all these places that like online. I can see where our listeners are coming from state wise. I can't get like too creepy with it. But I can see what state you're listening from.
We haven't. It's super important to note that we haven't. We haven't, right?
No, I haven't. We haven't, because there's no way to.
Okay.
Which sounds like you only know that because you've tried.
Again, there's no me option. And Asa haven't.
But anyway.
We are big brother.
The point is, and I know we actually have some listeners from New Zealand. I'm really interested in where
what?
You guys are coming
Word?
From. Yeah. I think there's literally two people.
I talked to Ill of Taika Waititi.
We have officially lost.
I have severed that connection.
No, but I mean, like, in fairness, 3/4 of the table was just all about like how awesome he is. So
that's fair.
I think we balanced.
I like
that
what
out.
They do in the shadows.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's real funny. That's I don't think awesome. I got the name right, but what they do in the dark. What we do in the shadows. Dark.
No, what yeah, we do, what in we do in the shadows.
Something it's like shadow. That.
Jesus.
It's a reality show about vampires.
I know,
hilarious.
I've seen it, yeah.
I want to see it because I've heard it's really good.
It's because that guy from Flight of the Conchords in it. That's why I watched it. That was why I thought he got Ragnarok, really?
Yeah. All right. So we are going to conclude here, though, with the campaign that I've been running is the Tell a Friend campaign. Because we are completely word of mouth. We have no other way of advertising. We rely on you guys spreading the good word of Podzilla 1985. So just tell a friend. I've been checking out this podcast. It's pretty dope. You should give it a listen.
And with that, I want to formally apologize to Johnny Underwood. He apparently has reviewed us on a lot of different forums. I have found all of them. That being said, my please review us this week. Johnny, get your significant other to do it.
There you go.
You got kids with accounts?
That's going to do it for us, though, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry we couldn't get to more of that Comic-Con stuff. I'm sure there's stuff you heard rumors about you wanted to hear more info on. Next week.
And we also will probably touch on some of it on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Tomorrow's Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man. Like, yeah. What are you guys going to talk about if not Comic-Con?
Good question.
And I may try to sit in on the next 2 weeks of Tuesday shows for that reason.
There you go. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff. We will definitely be hitting more Comic-Con stuff next Monday on Nerd Up and definitely next Tuesday on the Hype Train because, boy, are we hyped about some stuff.
Oh, yes. The coal is piled high and the fires are hot.
The fires are hot. See you guys next time.